You're on the edge, Jono, Ben and Sharon. Jono, you just talking before about the most bizarre thing someone's ever seen on their job.
Yeah, I had a friend who went over to a person's house and they just had DVDs and VHS tapes from floor to ceiling everywhere. Could hardly walk through the house, had to walk through it sideways.
Oh.
And the reason being...
they lived in a Video Easy store that no one was using anymore.
A defunct Video Easy. Is there still a Video Easy store going?
I think there's a couple still hanging in there.
What is the craziest thing you've seen while doing your job? We have a man called Carl on the phone. What do you do for a job, Carl?
Crime scene cleaners. Clean up horrible things that other people don't own. We were talking to you guys earlier this year, remember?
I think, yes!
That's right.
Ben or Jono, you got your maroon shirt in with your wife's new dress or something.
Oh, that was me. Yeah, yes. I did that. And that, there's nothing. Well, yeah, it was almost a crime scene at home, too. On me.
Yeah, well, we can assist with the aftermath of that if you want, Ben. Sorry,
gee, you must have seen some crazy stuff.
We see it all. We've done some really interesting stuff in the last 6 months since we spoke last. A lot of hoarding, some unattended death, crazy things happening all over the country.
Oh, is there does it still shock you when you walk in on a scene with a dead body, or is it just part of the job now?
Look, it's part of the job, guys, but, you know, some jobs sit with us. And there was recently talking to someone, we did the Dean's Ave Mosque in Christchurch.
Oh
my gosh.
Man.
Yeah, that's a job we reflect back on all the time. Police were great, helped us out as much as they could.
And so when you talk about hoarding and cleaning up the places, these are the people who just store loads and loads of stuff, like this DVD and VHS person. What?
We had a real funny one recently, Jono, with a hoarding lady. She was having respite care organised by Older People's Health while we did the job. So she was a really hard case. She checked herself out of respite care and was there to supervise the job. And it was actually sort of hilarious. We were putting things in the skip. She was taking them out.
Oh, that must be frustrating.
I'll use that one day. It's like Ben's mum who collects cake crumbs.
Cake crumbs, yeah.
Yeah. So it was interesting. It was sort of never-ending, but quite sweet. Everything had an emotional meaning for her. So
it might have been my mum, actually, to be honest, because she actually gave me a box of stuff. She brought it down when she came to visit. She's like, get rid of this. I don't want this anymore. So I had a look at it. And I was like, fine, I'll put it in the bin. And then she went out there. She goes, you can't throw it away and put it back in her car. So I took it home.
Okay, so, Carl, do you mind me asking, do you get paid well? I would hope you get good cash for your job.
We get rewarded well for what we do.
Yeah,
not as
definitely.
Well as a lot of people, but we get rewarded well for what we do. And my guys, like on the mosque, I had 11 people on that job. How can you put a price on doing that job? You know, that was emotionally taxing for all of us, for the whole of New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, you know, so obviously they have to be rewarded well. Even the New Zealand public, you know, my guys were coming out to the vans and I had 11 staff on that job. And the people had done baking and things for our team and bought things in. So, you know, really good, really great.
That's so lovely.
Great support from the police. They were excellent.
Well, I hope you never, ever have to go to another job like that.
I just want to concentrate on doing some jobs for Ben and Jono with these, you know, coloured T-shirts.
Scale it back, but something a bit more safe.
Yeah.
Can you clean the skeletons out of Ben's closet?
I don't think I would have enough staff in New Zealand for that job.
Definitely not.
Oh, well, good chatting to you, Carl, and all the best. And, keep on doing the great work that you're doing.
Thanks very much, team.
Now, of course, the All Blacks doing really well in the Rugby World Cup, but I think even that team won't be as good as us in this next sport that we've invented. We'll get to that next. It is The Edge, Jono, Ben and Sharon.
The Edge Nights with Sean and Hayley.
Happy Thursday.
Tonight we've got a...